I'm Big Rick Stewart. Welcome to the podcast for the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack. It's a radio show that I do every Saturday at KVYN 99.3 FM, 99.3 The Vine in Napa Valley. You can stream from 99.3thevine.com. You can search for KVYN on TuneIn. You'll hear fun music and great information, including 10 at 10, a Beatles brunch at noon, songs from my days at Live 105, KFOG, KFOX, new songs, and more. And you'll hear great information like this. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack. I'm Big Rick Stewart. Hey, some good news from San Francisco, for San Francisco, and for Bay Area beer lovers and worldwide beer lovers as well. Anchor Brewing has been sold to the owner of Chobani Yogurt. He's actually kind of a cool guy. I'll tell you all about him. Anchor has been around for about 127 years. One of their owners over these years was a Napa Valley guy, Fritz Maytag. Yes, of the Maytag appliance family. He sold it to Sapporo, but then Sapporo just closed everything down in 2023. And it didn't have good sales and all that stuff. So, I mean, everybody lost their job and more. All right, so out of all that mess, the entrepreneur behind Chobani Yogurt, who is a guy named Hamdi Ulukaya, a Turkish-born immigrant who went to Idaho to start his yogurt company from a closed-down yogurt factory. Yeah, that's how he started that whole thing. He visited and came away thinking this would be a good thing to have and let's revive this brand and more. He said that's what really attracted me, a true brand in business, coming back in a new, refreshed way, but still connected to its roots. Being part of a rebirth and brand of the company and being part of maybe a new dimension of the city, San Francisco, is exciting. And you know, one of the worst things that Sapporo did was they changed that iconic label for Anchor Brewing, and they're going to bring that back, and they're going to talk to some employees and see about they can make things better and kind of revive the whole thing, which is a great idea. And yes, at the same location in San Francisco on Potrero Hill, looking forward to it. This guy is actually pretty cool. All the interviews I've seen, seems like he's a pretty righteous guy. So a little yogurt, a little Anchor Steam. I think it's all about yeast and things. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the return of Anchor Steam. Maybe the holiday beer. I love that one. I'm Big Rick Stewart. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack at 99.3 The Vine. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack. I'm Big Rick Stewart. It is hot. First kind of big, super hot weekend for most of us here in Northern California. That Sacramento Valley Redding thing. Ooh, man. Maybe you're headed to the coast to cool off. That's a good idea. Keeping your house cool. First of all, do not be opening windows or blinds or anything. Keep everything shut down. Screen doors and all that. Keep it all shut down. Because you're just going to let hot air into the house. This is kind of the way things work. Now, if you don't have air conditioning, you know what I'm talking about, right? You can also cover your windows, meaning like window covers and things like that. You know, keep those drapes pulled or shades or whatever you have. And if you don't mind your neighbors thinking that you might be crazy, like how you put reflective things in the window of your car, you could cut some cardboard out and make reflective things to put in your window with some aluminum foil and stuff and reflect the sun out. It will actually help. If you have some windows that face the sun all day, that will actually help. Although, yeah, your neighbors might think you're crazy. All right. And then as soon as it cools off and it's cooler outside than inside, open up all that stuff. You know, the screen doors, I mean, try to get that airflow out of your house and then the cool air into your house. And fingers crossed. A lot of people are making these hot weather clothes that are actually really nice. It used to be like you wear shorts and a tank top in the heat. Now you can actually wear these hiking hoodies that are pullovers. People like Mountain Hardware make them and more. And they're made for hot weather, for sun protection, and they have technology that does keep you kind of cool. I know you might not think that, but it's actually really good. So look into Mountain Hardware. They even have some really awesome pants for hot weather hiking. And you know what doesn't last very long in hot weather? Car batteries. They hate the hot weather. So if yours is kind of shaky, you might want to look into getting a new car battery sooner rather than later. Stay cool, man. I'm Big Rick Stewart. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack at 99.3 The Vine. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack. I'm Big Rick Stewart. Hey, Ringo Starr is in Las Vegas doing one of his residencies that he does, and he's in town, and he's with the All-Star Band, which is a bunch of people, one from Toto and Men at Work and stuff. It's actually a great show. But while he was in Vegas, he stopped by and visited with the cast and crew of the Beatles' Love by Cirque du Soleil. And he kind of hung out and, you know, did some photos and things like that. It was all very good. Ringo said, "I'm so glad I came to see the show." Now, it's not a Beatles show like a band doing Beatles songs. It's actually a Cirque du Soleil show with the Beatles music. And people love this show. Ringo says, "I'm so glad I came to the show. You're all great. I've seen the show 3 times, but this time you're all younger than me. Well done, especially the kids here," he said. Now, here's the backstory on the Cirque du Soleil Love. It was a show that came together from the founder of Cirque du Soleil and George Harrison, who were buddies, and they thought they could kind of do something. And so it's been in Las Vegas for a very long time, since 2006, but it's going away. The final show is going to be July 7th as the Mirage is going to close it down and change things over. They're going to transition to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. So they got some big plans there. Now, evidently, the theater was made specifically for this show. So to just move it as is kind of a really big deal and kind of difficult. And although that may be happening behind the scenes, there has been no announcement yet. So if you want to see the Beatles Love Cirque du Soleil like Ringo Starr just did, you better get to Las Vegas and find some tickets and see what's going on. I certainly hope the show, you know, continues somewhere, somehow, in some form. And it's a good one. All right, nice to see Ringo Starr out and about. His show, by the way, also very good. I'm Big Rick Stewart. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack at 99.3 The Vine. I'm Big Rick Stewart. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me today. Are you up on That 90s Show? No, I don't mean That 70s Show. That already happened. That 90s Show, it debuted in January of 23. Well, they just announced, I mean, come on now. They just announced that part 2 is happening as well. They actually just released a trailer. They say the gang is back together for another summer of fun. Now, as you might think, That 90s Show is kind of, an extension of That 70s Show. Some of the same people are involved, and same kind of basic idea, right? The 90s Show Part 2 is going to happen June 27th on Netflix. Part 3 will be later in October. The lineup for the guest stars looks pretty good. Parts 2 and 3 guest stars include Will Forte, Seth Green, Lisa Loeb, Carmen Electra, Wayne Knight, Kevin Smith, Tommy Chong, and much more. And yeah, some of the original people behind the scenes of That 70s Show are involved in That 90s Show as well. So you have just a little bit of time to get up to speed and then watch the new season of That 90s Show Part 2 with a big tub of popcorn on Netflix. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'm Big Rick Stewart. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack at 99.3 The Vine. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack on a hot Saturday. Probably thinking about maybe a cold drink. Here's one of those drinks that is like a social media thing. I think because it kind of looks weird. That's one reason why it's on social media. And it may or may not taste weird because I actually haven't had this yet. But I'm going to tell you about the Tokyo Iced Tea. I saw this at Wine Enthusiast. Yes, they do more than just wine. This is the Long Island Iced Tea's long-lost cousin. And much like a Long Island Iced Tea, it's kind of packed with the alcohol, so, you know, be careful out there. They say videos of this Tokyo Iced Tea have been circulating on social media, and that they don't really know the origins of this. They say it probably wasn't invented in Tokyo. It could have been part of the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever, but they don't really think so. It could have been invented at TGI Fridays. I don't know. It is a refreshingly citrusy melon drink, and it's green. I'll get to that in a second. It's power-packed with alcohol, so like I said, be careful. The ingredients include gin, vodka, white rum, tequila, and Midori, which is what gives it that green tint. Now, I drank an inappropriate amount of Midori in a very short period of time once and did not feel very well. afterwards. So I don't have a good relationship with that particular alcoholic spirit, but I don't know, maybe I'll try this. Okay, plus all of that and 1 ounce of sweet and sour syrup, I guess just because, and an ounce of club soda. So it's not 100% alcohol. Put it into a shaker, serve it over ice, and there you go. You can look it up and see what you think about the Tokyo iced tea. All right, be careful. Make sure you have a ride home. I'm Big Rick Stewart. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack at 99.3 The Vine. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack. I'm Big Rick Stewart. On a hot weekend, you're probably looking for a nice cold drink. Well, here's a new trend, if you're into the newest trends. Are you ready for this? The new trend in hard seltzer. It seems like they're everywhere, right? All these little brands everywhere are popping up. The new trend in hard seltzer is regular seltzer. The company responsible for White Claw Hard Seltzer debuted a new product recently that says is a radically new beverage that completely reimagines the idea of drinking. Well, I don't know about that. It reimagines it by not having any alcohol in it. And of course, they've added some flavors as well. They've got different flavors for you to try. And yes, this is from White Claw. Yes, White Claw, no law and all that stuff. But that's also not true, by the way. The growth for non-alcoholic drinks like this is kind of skyrocketing over the last few years. Lots of well-known brands offering a no-buzz alternative, they say. In the first half of last year, sales of non-alcoholic beverages were up 54% annually. At the same time, hard seltzer sales have dropped dramatically. So, I mean, that kind of makes sense. It kind of balances out. White Claw are trying to get into the regular seltzer business. The sparkling water segment was $34.3 billion in 2022 and expected to grow to $85.6 billion by 2030, according to Fortune Business Insights. So there you go. I don't know. Make the choice. A little non-alcoholic White Claw probably tastes pretty good on a really hot day, because you could have a few of them and cool off. I'm Big Rick Stewart. Thanks for hanging out. It's the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack at 99.3 The Vine. That's some of the great information you can hear on my Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack. I'm Big Rick Stewart. Check out the show every Saturday, 99.3 FM in Napa Valley. You can also listen from 99.3thevine.com or KVYN on TuneIn. Thanks for checking out the Wine Country Saturday Soundtrack podcast.